Wakey time.
The first moment I laid eyes on one of my sweet godsons was in the hospital. His mom handed him to me, and we heard a distinctive eruption in the lower region of his body. As I leaned over the changing table, he proceeded to pee into my face. Let's face it, I was a rookie at changing boys. Over the years, this little guy continues to ask me to tell him this story, and we call it our bonding moment. What I remember telling him as I cleaned him and myself up is that this is just your body doing what it was made to do. And sometimes this is messy, but we'll celebrate your body. That was his first sex talk. Sex talks with kids do not need to be dissertations. They need to be sincere, short, and real. Let's face it, children are curious, and every day we are offered moments of real engagement with their bodies. Mom, what is sex? Instead of freezing and wanting to make sure you get your one shot at answering this question, you could pause and ask them, which part of sex are you talking about? Are you curious about your body? Are you curious about where you came from? Have a one-minute sex talk with them. Real information, relevant to the moment. Pausing to be at their level. I mean by sitting down and meeting their gaze. Let go of needing to get it all perfect and stay curious with them. Kids respond to our sincerity. Yes, sometimes you might end up with a mess to clean up, but it will be worth it. Are you comfortable talking with your children about sex? I wonder if it's possible that sometimes we're too focused on getting it right versus being willing to explore this moment. Here's a quickie tip. If you create comfort in that one-minute conversation, there will be 100 more one-minute conversations you will get to have.
Quickie time.